Constellation.
Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about spirituality and intuitive empowerment where we help each other evolve and ascend through conscious community. I'm Alexa, a healer who utilizes EFT, also known as tapping, to help you process stuck emotions, release limiting beliefs, and reconnect with your inner child.
I'm Ambrosia, a psychic medium and Arcturian channel, here to uplift and inspire you to see that you are capable of more than you know.
Together, we empower people to live extraordinary lives.
We do want to warn you, if you hang out with us long enough, you'll start to believe in yourself and realize that you're capable of anything.
Enjoy the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back once again to Inner Bloom. I'm Alexa.
I'm Ambrosia. Hi, everybody.
And we are, you know what I just realized, Ambie?
What?
Wait, this July, when did we start the podcast? July 2018?
Maybe.
Because we just passed July, so we're over five years in. That's really crazy.
Wow.
We've had a podcast for 5 years, guys.
That's pretty awesome. Thanks for your support, everybody. You guys are amazing, and we appreciate it. If you could share it with your friends, that would be amazing. But thank you so much for listening.
A review on Apple iTunes or on Spotify now. You can leave comments and stars and stuff. And by the way, a couple of you have left us like comments on episodes on Spotify, and we've actually listened to what you have said. And one person was commenting about Ambie's mic, so we got her a new mic. So make sure you keep talking to us because we really do appreciate it. It helps so much. Okay. So today we are going to be talking a little bit about, this works out perfectly because we're going to kind of go back to the basics and talk about something that we used to talk about quite a bit at the beginning of this podcast, which is law of attraction. And this is one of those fundamental kind of, I don't know, spiritual principles or just like, nature of reality principles. I feel like what is a lot of people's entryway into their spiritual journey is like when they hear about The Secret or law of attraction, right? At least it was for me.
It was for me too.
Okay.
Yeah. The Secret was, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's a book that was turned into a documentary, blah, blah, blah. Check it out.
Exactly. And I think the really attractive thing about the law of attraction, sorry, no pun intended, is that it gives you this newfound feeling of control and creativity. I guess control is a bad word, but it's a feeling of being able to influence your life when maybe beforehand you just thought everything was happening at random and you had no influence. It was just like you walk out the door and whatever happened, happened. And that, at least for me, I can say that was very scary, right? Like to constantly think that. And when I was younger, I think that's why I was so terrified of death constantly, because I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, anything could happen. But I do think that the converse of learning about law of attraction is that people can start to feel very stressed out, that they are not attracting correctly.
Yes, they're not doing it correctly. And so unwanted things are happening. Yes,
exactly. And so we found this clip from Bashar. And I don't know if you guys know who Bashar is. Bashar is a channel similar to Abraham Hicks or similar to the Arc 9. Bashar is an entity that comes through a man named Daryl Anka, and he's been doing it for years.
What a fun name.
I know.
Anka.
And also he is so – Bashar is such a, you know, what's really interesting? When I first, 5 years ago, when I first got into my spiritual journey, Abraham Hicks was way more my tempo. Like I loved Abraham Hicks. Like no one competed with Abraham Hicks. Now Bashar is way more my tempo. Like, I love how quirky he is. I love how he explains things. And Abraham Hicks, I still love them, but it kind of just feels more like elementary to me. Bashar feels like cutting edge to me, and I like that.
You know what's funny is that when I first heard Abraham Hicks, I got like goosebumps and chills, yeah. And I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
I don't love anything about yeah. this situation. Yeah. So then I started listening to them again, and I was like, oh my God, it's the gospel. It's the word.
Yes. Yes.
And then when I listen to Bashar now, it feels like someone's yelling at me and I don't love it.
Oh my God, really? I can't.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, oh, I feel like I'm in trouble. I don't know if I like that.
Okay, but the point is
the point is that you got to go with what resonates with you. And I think the information that Bashar shares is like, okay, I get that. I'll take that piece. I'll take this piece. That makes sense to me.
And I think, so we found this clip and he goes into a little bit more detail about law of attraction and mm-hmm. how it's actually working. And I think this is people's criticism with Abraham Hicks from time to time is like, their information sometimes can make people feel as if, well, I'm trying so hard. I'm trying to think good thoughts so hard and attract so hard. And so why aren't I getting what I want?
And this terrible thing happened to me and I didn't want it to happen, but you're telling me that I attracted it in. And it's like, it's offensive, you know?
Yeah. So we're going to play this clip from Bashar and then we're going to talk about it. And this clip is called The True Secret of the Law of Attraction. So hold on a second.
Secret of the Law of Attraction. You have a core vibrational frequency. It is purely, uniquely you. It's a beacon. It's like a lighthouse. It shines. It radiates purely that signature frequency of your unique being. It never stops radiating that light, that frequency, that energy. Never stops. Everything that is in alignment with that frequency is doing its utmost to come to you. Everything that is not aligned with that frequency is doing its utmost to get as far away from you as it possibly can. If the things that are aligned with that beacon aren't reaching you, it's not because you're not vibrating at the resonance that you need to attract it. It's because your definitions and beliefs are holding it away. If the things that are trying to get away from you can't get away from you, it's not because they're not trying, it's because you're holding on to them. So the true secret of the law of attraction is not how to learn to attract what you prefer, it's how to learn to let go of what you don't, so that you can let in what is trying to get to you automatically, by definition. That's the true secret, and that's why it's effortless. It's just about letting go and letting in. It's not about having to learn to do something you're not already doing. Make sense?
Yes.
Does this help?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you see how I feel like I'm getting yelled
yes,
at?
Yes, I do. I do. And I think I get it. I think you just kind of got to feel the vibes. But
yes.
I think that's actually why I like him, because he's like very energetic. But yes, I can totally see how it's taken as yelling. Anyway, yeah. I really, really, really enjoy how he clarifies law of attraction, especially when he's saying there's nothing that you need to learn how to do. You don't need to learn how to be more you. Right?
Right.
You
right.
are you and you always yeah. will be you. And I think Abraham Hicks talks about this in saying whatever you've created is in your escrow, vibrational escrow, right? So it's what they're saying there is like just that. Whatever's meant for you, it is always magnetically coming to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that we are doing is we are holding on to things such as beliefs, such mm-hmm. as fears, such as systems that are keeping – that are acting as like a blocking mechanism essentially. And I think that this is where we have so much power in doing investigations, like inner investigations from time to time to say – what am I holding on to? What mm-hmm. do I, what am I not willing to let go of and why?
Yeah.
Right? One of my favorite ways that people can support this podcast is by checking out our Patreon. Ambie, You like our Patreon, right?
Nah. No, I'm kidding. I love it. I love it. One of my favorite things to do is interact with our community, and Patreon is a really good way to engage with other people that listen to the podcast and that are interested in the same things that we're interested in.
Like conspiracy theories.
Like ETs, like
dead celebrities.
People that have passed away, dead celebrities.
I really love when our listeners kind of almost feel like they've like solved cases.
Yeah. A lot of detective work.
Yes. We all feel like little Nancy Drews over there using our intuitions for our entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're woo-woo and you love pop culture, this is the place for you. So right now you can get a free 7-day trial to our Patreon tier, which gives you access to all the bonus material, including celebrity spirit interviews, intuitive investigations, and we have a huge vault dating back years that you can get access to. So make sure you go and check out patreon.com/innerbloompodcast. That's patreon.com/innerbloompodcast and sign up for a free trial.
And one of the like big thoughts that come across my head when we say this was this belief that I had for a really long time that I wasn't intelligent, that I couldn't go to school, meaning college, that I couldn't do these things because I wasn't smart enough, right? Mm-hmm. And it stemmed from this, when I did a lot of inner child work to figure out where this came from, it stemmed from this moment in my childhood where I put a bagel in the VCR, which was not a great idea, but I wanted to see what would happen. Yeah. Right. And then I took apart the VCR because I wanted to see how it worked. So the idea of I want to see what would happen and I want to see how it works, that's smart. That's intelligent. Mm-hmm. That's figuring out there's something beyond what I can physically see. Now, as a mother, I can understand my mom's reaction to being like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Right. Was it handled well? Probably not. And it turned into this belief that I'm not intelligent and I make poor choices. But once you unpack that, you change the belief, and it takes time, but that's how you change the reality of your world and the vibration that you're vibrating at, which therefore changes what you are attracting.
Mm-hmm. What you're aligning with as
well. What you're aligning with, yeah.
And I want to talk about this also more in the context of like, because I've recently, this past month in particular, been having a really hard time with like my anxiety, my feelings of just my themes. My biggest themes in my life are not being in control, like fear of not being in control, because it feels like people are going to die and leave me. People that I love are going to be lost somehow. If I'm not in control, things are going to get ruined. And then it's like when it comes to world events, that is the biggest, or something like climate change, right? That is the biggest thing that I absolutely cannot control. Like there 100%. There's no controlling that. And so it makes me very angry. Like it makes me feel rage almost, because I can't do anything to stop this vulnerable feeling. Mm-hmm. And then all I'm left with is like my spiritual beliefs. Like at the end of the day, I go back, that's all I have to rest on. And so lately, like for example, this past weekend, there was a huge hurricane that was hitting Los Angeles for the first time in like 80 years. And I can't help but go into I'm like texting my friends that live there. I'm like, you should get in the car, you should drive to New Mexico, sleep there. Then I'm like just so scared that like it's the big thing that's always been prophesied.
Oh my God.
To happen.
My mom and my sister had like a hurricane party. And they just like,
everyone in California had a party. They were all surfing on the,
they were all just getting high and chilling. That's pretty much what my family
was doing.
And
good for fucking them, because that's what you should be doing. Because I think this was a big kind of illuminating moment for me of how easily, because of my fear, mm-hmm. I am swept up in news headlines and yeah. in fear mongering and yeah. in, and you know, some of it's warranted because if it really was terrible, like people need warnings and, you know, people need to know the information to get, but at the same time, it's like, I'm almost so primed for that information that it comes directly to me. It's exactly what Bashar was talking about when he's saying the things that are not aligned with you are trying to get away from you, mm-hmm. but you're holding on to them. You're saying, no, you're staying here with me.
Yeah.
And, yeah. and that is what I am doing with fear about the world and about world events. Like I am right. holding on to those so tightly because I think I'm afraid that if I let go, then I'm losing the last bit of like perceived control that I have, when in actuality I don't have any control at all. Like
you have no control over the weather. Mm-mm. None.
Yeah.
And if somebody, if the humans have control over the weather, you're not one of them. And I mean that with love.
Well, I know, but I think there's something inside of me that says like, okay, but if someone is doing something malicious, if yeah. you know about it, then maybe you could do something with that information. But the truth is, what the fuck would I do with that information? Nothing. And anyway, people are already running off with that information and doing mm-hmm. things with it. And it's not mm-hmm. nothing.
It's not helpful.
Yeah. It's not helpful. And in fact, there is another Bashar clip where he's talking much more about – he's very adamant about these jumping timelines, jumping dimensions constantly, mm-hmm. constantly. And so that's another factor here as well is like, do you really – I'm asking myself in this, like, do you really believe that, Alexa? Because my heart says yes. I do believe that we are jumping different worlds, different dimensions, different realities. But it's like, okay, if you really do believe that, if you really do believe that in one reality something could be happening, but in another reality it might not be, like something else mm-hmm. is happening, mm-hmm. then act accordingly. Like mm-hmm. let go of your fears, let go yeah. of them, and allow the things that are meant for you to come with you, to come to you. And so that's just very scary thing to do. You know what I mean? As a human, it's very yeah, scary.
I understand that. And I agree with that because I have my own shit that I'm like, I'm not letting go of this. I'm going to hold mm-hmm. on to this belief or this idea about myself or the world or other people very, very tightly. But at some point you got to ask, like, does this serve me? Mm-hmm. You know? And most of the time it doesn't. Most of the time it's like, it's creating more fear. It's creating a limiting belief. It's creating a reality that I'm not happy in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's creating a world that makes me feel unsafe in some way. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the hardest things is to let that go. And what I am not saying, I want to be very clear, is letting go of, air quote, all of the toxic people out of your life, because that's going to be everybody. Mm-hmm. Because everybody is toxic in their own beautiful way.
Yeah.
And you can't cut everybody out of your life. Well, you shouldn't.
No. But I do think you can be selective about who you spend your time with based on how they make you feel.
100%. How do you feel with that person? I agree. 100%. But I don't love when we go to extremes in the spiritual community on things mm-hmm. like extreme, like toxic positivity. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. If you're just happy all the time, if you just pretend to be happy all the time, your life will be great. That's not mm-hmm. going to work. I need to be sad mm-hmm. sometimes. And I need mm-hmm. to feel that emotion. Or if we just don't pay attention to the world events, then they won't happen. That's not true either. They're still going to happen. Mm-hmm. They're going to affect a lot of people. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to doom scroll, mm-hmm. right? There can be a balance, and that's mm-hmm. the thing, or cutting all of the air quote toxic people out of your life. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're cutting every single person out of your life. Mm-hmm. It means that what you're doing is setting boundaries and saying, I no longer want to participate in conversations like this. I no longer want to participate in a relationship like this, etc. But I think that is something that balance is huge. Do you have to pee? What's happening?
No, I'm sorry. I was nervously, anxiously flapping my feet back and forth.
I thought you had to pee and I was like, I have to pee too.
No, No, oh, sorry. But I did want to comment on what you were saying about doom scrolling. Yeah. So that's what I was realizing yesterday. I was like, I was watching this hurricane like 3 days out. I'm like, it's going to hit on Sunday. Okay. So that means when I wake up, like it's already going to start coming in. So I'm going to check and see, you know, I'm like, I'm tracking like the weather. And on Sunday, I just keep scrolling because I'm like, I'm not finding anything bad yet. So like, literally there's something going through my head. Like it must be worse other places. So I just got to keep checking and I'm looking for it to be a disaster. I'm literally looking for the disaster. And then at a certain point I realize like, homie, do you want there to be destruction? Do you want there's a part of you that wants it because you want to confirm your fear. You want to justify why you feel this way. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute. Now I'm negatively projecting on a place that I love terrible things to happen. I'm essentially aligning with it because I'm looking for it. So then I was like, oh my God. And then I was thinking about so my husband is, how should we say, well, he loves to drive and he's a fast and aggressive driver. And what I mean by that is like his belief is like you got to be offensive, not defensive, meaning like you have to make decisions and go towards them. You can't be like a reactive driver. And he's a good driver. He's a really good driver.
God, he would hate driving with me in the car. Go ahead. Continue on.
He would. And you would probably hate driving with him in the car.
I've driven with him in the car.
Okay. I think he does tone it down for like guests.
And I appreciate that. I do appreciate that.
But the point is, it was like, the whole time he was driving, because again, I'm still in this vibration of like vulnerability and like, oh my God, looking out for the bad things. I kept being like, well, you know, there could be, I kept almost like negatively projecting onto his driving, right? With my fears. Mm. And what I eventually started realizing was that, wait a minute, you don't want to tamper with this. Like he has so much confidence with his driving that he is a very good driver. He has a lot of belief towards that. You don't want to start messing with his confidence about his driving ability, because that's actually a way to start endangering yourself or endangering him. Mm. But you don't want to start creating that, because this is one thing he's really, I mean, there's a lot of things, but this is something he's very, very confident about and he has really great track record with. So like, you know what I mean? But it's like my fear and insecurity that like, oh, but something bad could happen one day. And it's like, absolutely. But do you want to contribute to that with your fear and worry? Or do you want to say, I trust that this person that I love has got it. You know what I mean? That this person that I love has got things under control, because anything else is just insanity. I mean, it will just drive you purely insane. So
yeah, and I agree with that. And I think that you need to be comfortable in yourself and not look for that. You should have called me and been like, what is going on with the hurricane, because I would talk to my mom yesterday and I was like, so how's the hurricane with you guys? Cause the eye of it was in San Diego, right where my family is. And my nieces were in the fires in Maui. Anyway,
I got home
and now they're in a hurricane. Wham. Fucking crazy. Anyway. So sad, but anywho, so I was talking to my mom and I was like, how's the hurricane? Are you guys okay? And she's like, we had to take the plants off the porch. That's annoying. And I was like, well, that's good. You know? And I'm like, did you have to board up the windows like in Florida? And she's like, no. And I was like, she's like, you know what is annoying is they drained the pool. And so we can't go swimming. And I was like, what the fuck? This is not a hurricane.
Yeah.
So it's just funny. Like growing up in South Florida, I was in Hurricane Andrew. And I remember going outside and the trees were completely folded over. And that my sister had a boyfriend and he had a boat in this canal, and the boat was in the yard. Mm-hmm. So like seeing that, and then my mom being like, man, we had to move the plants and we can't go swimming today. And I'm like, oh, that's a tough day. So it wasn't a big deal for them. My family, but they were right in the center. So
I should have called you. I just didn't want you to know that I was negatively spiraling. I wanted
No, it's fine. No judgment. But yeah, I mean, sometimes you need your friends. I call you when I negatively spiral. Sometimes you need your friends to remind you and be like, hey, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think sometimes you build up so much momentum towards a fear that, again, there's mm-hmm. some part of you that wants to confirm it so that you can know that was all. It's not conscious. It's like unconscious, right? So right. that you want to know that, like, it's almost a feeling of like you want to confirm that your intuition is right. But the thing is, that's not your intuition necessarily, you know?
Yeah.
That is an intrusive thought that mm-hmm. is always scanning. It's your mind saying what the worst possible thing that could happen is. You know, mm-hmm. and then you're trying to confirm that. And it's like, I don't want to look for negative things anymore. I want to go back to my sunshiny, happy world where I am too optimistic. I would rather be criticized for being too optimistic.
Yeah, that's got to be nice. I've never been criticized for that.
I mean, but there is like beauty in your realism. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that.
Though you deflate my balloon every time, you're like, that's nice, Alexa. But let me tell you what all of us are really dealing with down here.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
A nice thought.
That's a nice thought, but actually, no.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully this has helped you guys or just kind of given a little refresher on law of attraction and made it a little bit more clear, because I really like the way it was rephrased. And I think sometimes we can get really discouraged when it comes to like manifestation and feeling like we're not doing good enough. And mm-hmm. I think if we can just focus on like – I heard this one time and I've been saying it, being our favorite self. How can we be our favorite self today? I mm-hmm. think that is a way to just reconnect to that that light, that beacon that he was talking about in the beginning. And really, I think the more we focus on that and things that help us feel that way, it becomes easier to let go of the other things, you know? Mm. So
yeah, I bet. That's amazing. I love that. What a good way to end.
Ambi, do you want to talk about our retreat real quick?
I do. Okay. So we have a retreat coming up in October. It is October 12th through the 15th. And it is all about finding your power, finding yourself. If you listen to our previous episode, it's a good segue into that. But it's also about the divine feminine power and really harnessing that. And part of harnessing that is your intuition, using your intuition, learning how to grow your intuition, and learning that this is something that we're all born with, this innate ability. We are going to be doing a connection or an experience at the Fairy Plantation, which is where the last person that was tried and convicted of witchcraft in the state of Virginia, she was convicted there and stayed there for a while. Anyway, it's a long story, but anyway, we're also going to be trying past life regressions. We're going to be channeling the Arc 9. We're going to be doing readings for each other. We're going to be doing energy cleanses on the beach and different connection ceremonies on the beach. It's in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And it's going to be a really great experience. We only have 8 spots left. I'm super freaking excited about it. Did I miss anything?
Nope. I think that's it. You can apply on our website, innerbloompodcast.com. We would love you to come join us. And everyone who comes to our retreat gets our Super Bloom online course and community free. It's a intuitive development course that you can take at your own pace. It literally teaches you how to open up your intuition, how to do psychic readings, mediumship readings, or just trust yourself and know yourself better. You get that free, and it's a $2,000 value, which is really awesome. And you also get to be part of this private community full of amazing intuitives that are developing. And by the way, in this private community, we constantly are, you know, giving each other practice readings and such. So it's a really good resource when you need some guidance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's awesome. So make sure you check out the retreat if you want to come to the retreat, Blooming on the Beach in Virginia Beach. And that's it. Until next time.
Keep on blooming.
Bye. If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you would like to get in touch for a reading with Ambi, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast.